Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right field. Judge back. Still going back. Goodbye! Jung Hoo Lee has made himself at home in the big ballpark in the Bronx. Like the Babe. Like the Mick. Reggie Jackson. Jung Hoo Lee. Wow. Is he a primetime guy or what?
Was that John yes. Miller? That's John NBC Miller. Sports Bay Area on the call as Jung Hoo Lee hit two homers in that game. He hit three in the series as the Giants took care of business yesterday in the Bronx.
Giants outmatched.
Your bike's not on.
It says I
there
am.
I am. There, oh. Now you are.
You're on a program.
What's that?
Inside radio.
You're good now.
You're good.
The Giants outmatched the Yankees. Giants' hot start continues. Webb didn't pitch like his normal self for them. It didn't really matter. I think it's really interesting to look at the Yankees now. Okay, so they destroyed a Brewers team that had really no starting pitching to start the year, right? They've got D.L. Hall is on the injured list. They've got my man Tobias Myers is on the injured list. They thought Woodruff might be back. He's not back. I mean, it really was Freddy Peralta and a bunch of whatever. Mm-hmm. So they beat them up for a series in the cold. You know, beat the hell out of Nestor Cortez, who was throwing meatballs. And then they beat up on the Pirates for a couple days. And then the Pirates beat them. And they're below 500 since then. Like, the bullpen, Devin Williams, already talking about him.
Yeah.
Do we need to move him in the eighth inning to get his confidence back? The starting rotation is junk. And Judge is killing the ball. But the torpedo bats ain't helping out Volpe and Wells and...
Goldschmidt's hitting.
Who was the other one who started hot? Second baseman. Chisholm. Those guys have all regressed to the mean. Can't ask for anything more out of Judge, and they're still a 500 team.
To me, it's the starting pitching. Who's the only other team in baseball that has a worse starting pitching ERA than the Orioles? The Yankees. And Rodon, that's three straight poor outings by him. The starting pitching's terrible.
Carrasco's going tonight. I bet you the Royals light him up. Dude, remember we played the clip of Stroman saying, I'm a starter. Yeah. And we're like, you're a reliever. And now Stroman's hurt and they need Stroman in the rotation.
Yeah, it's a mess. Let's stay in the division, guys, and go to, they were in Chicago, the Boston Red Sox playing the Chicago White Sox. And Nesson having some fun about the White Sox.
Cleveland has already beaten the White Sox 6-1. So that's 8 straight losses. For the White Sox.
Did you see how the White Sox lost last night?
You told me about it.
Talkman, yeah, came around third, pulled a hammy. He was a tying run, was going to score.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
Ah. So Dave O'Brien and Will Middlebrooks making fun of the White Sox. They had a trip to Chicago coming at the perfect time. And then the White Sox take the first two games. And if not for Garrett Crochet throwing
flirting
seven
with a no-no.
Yeah, they get swept in that series.
Could have easily been swept. With no Talkman, because he's out with the hammy, as they alluded
blew
to.
Blew out his hammy coming around third.
Yeah. Those Red Sox bats were red hot for a hot second, and then the Jays cooled them off, and the White Sox shut them down, and it was a struggle even to win behind Garrett Crochet shutting down his former team like he did. The White Sox are a bad, horrible baseball team. They have a lot of flaws, but they called up one of the kids in that Crochet trade, Clay Medwarth, and he got on base. He's a walk machine. He was walking and scoring runs right away Friday. Newcomb got lit up. They couldn't get any length out of him. They had to start going to their pen way earlier than they would have liked in that series. And it just shows you how flawed the AL East is right now. Like, they need Giolito back. Like, they need to get a little healthier. Tristan Cassius is giving them nothing. Like, yeah. I just wonder how long, like, what the stomach is for that, because you could play Devers at first base and float the DH spot more, because they've got to find some other hot bats right now, because there's Abreu's hitting and Devers is hitting. Story's still hitting more than he has in years, and he's actually stayed healthy for two straight weeks, which is an accomplishment for him. But all of a sudden, that lineup has gone cold. And look, do we really think Chapman is going to be their closer all year? Like, aren't they going to have to upgrade there at some point? And they're short on starting pitching.
Yeah, I think that's what we've come to find. There's not a team, well, not just the AL East, there's not a team in the American League that has double-digit wins yet. But just focusing on the East, I mean, all of these teams are pretty flawed right now. And it kind of gets back to what we were saying last week, where it could just be a down year for the division as a whole.
I think it's going to be.
Well, let's look at Tampa. And they're playing in that minor league park, Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. And they've lost 7 of 10. What do you think of the Rays so far?
I thought they battled the Braves this weekend. I mean, that the park...
Braves are scuffling, too.
Braves are really struggling. The park is obviously small. It plays small. The Rays are not built to really hit the ball. It's helping them out. I thought I heard a stat. Like, they might lead the highest percentage of opposite field home runs in the league, and it's not because they mash. I think it's because they're in the midst of a 13-game homestand playing in a wee little bandbox. Like, they can't pitch. This thing might work out for them. Junior Caminero started to swing the bat a little bit. That's going to be a must for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Be a virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
I don't know. I have a hard time taking them all that seriously, but they could do a little. They could set themselves up here a little bit with this homestand. Like, they get the kind of pitching that they're capable of, and they win some one-run games and low-scoring games. They might be able to survive the early part of the schedule, because the crazy thing is, like, after these 13 straight at home, then they're like on an epic road trip. Like a ridiculous road trip.
To Bone's point, 9-6 is the best record in the American League right now. Got a few 9-7s, but like the Tigers and Angels. Angels, right? Are we buying the Angels? But
here's the crazy thing about the Angels. I think the Angels have only played like 3 games at home.
Yeah.
I think the Angels played like 15 of their first 18 on the road, and they held serve with Houston over the weekend. Like, I don't buy them over 162 yet, like as a factor in terms of playoffs. But they're not, I don't think, going to be an automatic pushover like they were last year. And they'll probably hang around for a while. And Mike Trout looks rejuvenated.
Yes.
Nolan Chanel is a major league hitter.
Karen
Logan
Paris.
O'Hoppe's come back, and he's legit. I mean, they missed him a lot last year due to injury. Like, Zach Neto's about to come back. Like, they're not even at full strength yet.
Beltway Ben just said, Mayor Jorge Soler's mashing.
He's had a nice start for them. I still don't really buy the pitching, but I like Ron Washington a lot. He can get these guys playing better than they are. And again, just go look at their schedule. Like, because that's part of the reason this whole Rays thing has happened. They flipped when the Rays were coming to California and when California was going to the Rays. So, like, the Angels were at home for, like, one series, and that's it. They were away, came home for a series, went back out. So they got a bunch of home games coming up.
Yeah, they played one home series against the Guardians, and they're still on the road.
Right.
They're playing 3 at Texas coming home.
So,
on
like,
Friday.
If they're catching Texas at the right time, like, if they take 2 or 3 there, they've built up a lot of collateral. They've played a lot of good teams on the road already and won those series. And when they get their shortstop back, it's going to lengthen their lineup. So they're interesting, at least, which they haven't been in years.
What do you think of another day, another major injury? Justin Steele, Tommy John, and Cubs.
Definitely Tommy John? Because I know they were saying
he's
going to
have elbow. He's going to have surgery.
Right, but I don't know that the procedure is technically Tommy John.
You're right. They won't know until they get in there. But it's an elbow surgery.
Yeah. He was pitching his ass off. That's a major blow. It does feel like every week somebody loses a Cy Young vote-getting caliber. Maybe not a guy who's going to win a Cy Young, but somebody who could get down ballot Cy Young votes seems to go down every week. And for this being the second time, that's brutal. He had converted me. Like, I had sort of my reservations if he was going to be the same, and then he was shoving, and now he's out indefinitely. I don't even know about next year.
Yeah. You know,
does he even make it back at all for next year? I don't know that he will.
Yeah.
The second one? At that point, don't you just... It's almost like with Means, if you're like what Cleveland's doing with him. Like, don't you just wait as long as you possibly can and then just try it then?
Yeah, it sucks.
Bring him back in a pennant race next year? I don't know.
You know, always shoves.
If they're even in a pennant race.
Yeah, the bomb. Bounce back.
He's a shover.
He shoves. He'll be doing that next here on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.